Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and I'm joined today by Craig Fry, very well known in the running circles at some of the big races, Old Mutual, Two Oceans Marathon, Comrades Marathon. You've seen a lot of his athletes running at the top level, competing for victories. The likes of Stephen Mazzinghi, a three-time Comrades champion, of course, in his camp at the moment. So he knows all about the running scene and all about the pro scene. And thought we'd just catch up a bit with Craig today and also look at how that translates to the everyday runner. So Craig Fry, thanks very much for joining us from down in Maritzburg.
Thank you very much, David. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Now, Craig, first of all, just for people out there, how did you get involved in the running scene and find yourself in your current position of working with some of the country's best athletes?
I used to manage cricket players many years ago, and I sort of got out of that, and you know, when I was the media and PR manager for Comrades Marathon Association, you know, I looked at a lot of the athletes, and a lot of the elites were just really nowhere and didn't really have any idea, and there was no structure in terms of management and helping these guys to realize their sort of commercial potential. Although a lot of the guys could run very well. I then decided, well, let me sort of give the guys a bit of a help, and I started off like that, and then I decided to then leave Comrades Marathon in an official capacity and went full-time back into managing the athletes, and it's just, it's a passion.
Well, talking about that and managing athletes, I mean, even at the top level, yes, there's some prize money to be made, but for the majority of these athletes, they still have sort of full-time positions, and it is very difficult for South African elites out there. So there is a need for people like you to almost step in and to assist these athletes.
Yeah, you know, some of the guys do have full-time jobs, but some are also full-time professionals. So, you know, the club system in South Africa served its purpose, but at the moment, from an elite side, there really isn't much option for professional athletes. You know, there's a handful, not even a handful, there's, you know, three or four clubs that maybe offer guys retainers. And it then becomes very difficult for these guys. So when they're not winning prize money, you know, they struggle. So, you know, we sort of take on guys that are good, but also guys that have shown a lot of promise. And we try and sort of help them to realize their commercial sort of value and how to go about treating sponsors and looking after a sponsor. And, you know, because that's essentially the hardest part is, you know, how do you manage a sponsor? A lot of the guys don't have that because there's no programs in place to do that for an athlete.
And looking at sponsorship, essential for a South African athlete, there's only a handful of people who are winning races regularly. So a lot of, if you want to be a top contender, you need to be finding some sponsorship.
Yeah, and that's been the main problem. I mean, you know, in world running, you know, we have guys that can run 2.6 and 2.7. And if you look at prize money, at even the big races across the world, you know, from first to second place, it drops by 50%. And then, you know, a guy that say runs Comrades and comes 10th, you know, he's worked for probably 6 months and the prize money is 10,000. You know, so it's very difficult. So, you know, with corporate South Africa not really seeing or knowing the running business the way they know as a football or rugby or cricket, you know, it's difficult to get those sponsors in to show them real value.
Now, other than educating a lot of these elites and these pros on sort of how to handle that side of the aspect, what do you guys do when they come into your camp in terms of looking at improving? I mean, you've got to be getting the results to get the sponsorship in the first place. What are some of the structures you put in place from a sort of endurance and athletic perspective?
Well, first and foremost, what I do with the guys is try and have them race less. I think that's a major problem with South African athletes is that they tend to race, you know, 2 marathons a month. And it's just not possible then to run fast times. But in saying that, the guys have had to do that because of the need to earn a living. So I try and get the guys to rather focus on their quality training and enough rest after a race to recover. And then build up properly to the next race and say to the guys, you know, we need to identify the race you want to run rather than just running a race for the sake of, you know, 3 or 4 or 5,000 rand prize money. So it's a bit of a juggling act at the moment. But, you know, I have to say that the running scene in South Africa is definitely on an upswing from all sides. And, you know, if I look at a company like Og Mutual, who have seen the value in running, and they're really coming to the party on a big way. I mean, you know, there's Old Mutual involved with Omdi Dum, Two Oceans, Comrades. So, you know, they're investing a lot of money in running, which is helping these elite guys to say, well, you know, there's now a good selection of races where you can earn decent prize money. You know, so it's definitely an upswing, where you can be more selective.
Well, talking about big races, we've got the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon coming up in the beginning of November. I think a lot of athletes around the country will be targeting that. Who will you guys have racing, and who do you think is going to be your main competition?
Yeah, Soweto is one of those classic races that you almost have to be at. And, you know, I think this year with Old Mutual taking over that sponsorship as the title sponsor with the prize money at 200,000, for a win is fantastic, and I think you're going to get a fast race at Soweto this year. The Lesotho guys from Maxed Elite, you know, they're always going to be tough there because they come down to this race and they know it well. And then you're looking at some of the Nedbank athletes. I know Nedbank have a lot of good local athletes, but they also have a strong Ethiopian, they'll have a strong Ethiopian presence, with guys coming down from Ethiopia to run for Nedbank. You know, from our side, we'll have some fast guys, for Fastway Athletics. I've got some of my Kenyans here at the moment. One of the ladies, Paris Jepkorea, she recently won the township to township race in KZN. You know, she won that quite comfortably by about 5 or 6 minutes and was really only at a training pace. Paris is a strong, strong athlete, and, you know, her goal next year is to run at 2:26. So for Soweto, we'll be targeting a fast time for her. Obviously, if the weather is good, and then she, you know, we'll probably look around a 2:32, which I know is a lot quicker than the current record. But, you know, she's that caliber of athlete. Yeah, I think it does. You know, I think the mindset of South African athletes needs to change in terms of, you know, previously the men were happy to be running a marathon and winning it in 2 hours and 20, which on the world stage is not going to win you anything. So we have the talent in South Africa to run incredibly fast times. You know, you see the likes of Lusapha April and Elroy Gallant. You know, the guys are really doing well internationally, and they've stepped up their game. So although when they're in South Africa, they dominate everything, and they win quite comfortably, the gap is starting to close. And South African athletes, if they can start to realize, well, you know, we can't be happy with a 2 hour 20 marathon time. And, you know, they if they rest a bit more and have quality training, we can have 20, 30 guys in the next 2 years running under 2:10. And I really do believe that. So, you know, with having, I mean, I am criticized a lot by various people that, you know, I've focused a lot of my attention on international athletes like Kenyans and Ethiopians and Eritreans. You know, that's mainly because, you know, we run overseas, we run internationally, and whilst these guys are here, yeah, I do think it does benefit the South Africans where they can see that you can run quicker. So, yeah, I think it's a good juggling act, but, you know, it all comes down to the end of the day, I can develop South African athletes to be in that position, but, you know, it obviously all costs money. And at the moment, we really funding everything from ourselves, from my international athletes winning races overseas, and all that money that I make goes straight back into doing whatever we can locally.
Now, Craig, looking at locally, you work with a lot of professionals. For the average run out there, everyone's got a personal best. Everyone can work on their running and achieve something a little bit better, a little bit faster. What's some of the advice you've got for the sort of runners out there who are just going to not run a 2:10 marathon? Maybe they just want to break 4 hours. Maybe that 3:30 is a goal. What's some of the key sort of pro tips that you could give to the average runner?
No, I think at any marathon, you know, it's, you have to, as a normal athlete, I say normal, like everyday Joe, like myself, you know, I feel the start is the most important, where you need to conserve energy for the second half. Too many guys out there, they get sucked into a faster pace. And, you know, one of the main problems where, an average runner looking to run, say, a 3:30 or 4 hour, you arrive at a start at a race, and if there's no seeding batches, a lot of these guys that are running 4 hours or 5 hours will go and stand in the front of the start line, and you get the rest of the fast guys all coming in, and at the start, that first kilometer, they're pushed, not physically, but because of the pace, and they ruin their race right up front. And then they wonder why they struggle in the last sort of 4 or 5 Ks. So, you know, if the guys want to run a good time, you know, don't feel that you have to go quick early. Rather run quick at the second half and run a sort of negative split, if you want to call it that. And I suppose the main criteria there would be to just make sure that if you hydrate properly, drink enough water, drink enough Coke on the road. But one important thing that a lot of people forget is that, you know, you can cool down from the inside in terms of drinking water, etc., but also cool down from the outside, which is very important. So you don't overhydrate, but you cool down. So throw water over your head, keep fresh, and that will keep you maintaining for the full distance.
Well, Craig Fry, some great advice there for any marathon runner. Thank you very much for your time today. We look forward to seeing how your athletes go at the Soweto Marathon, and not just the only marathon, of course, Kaapstad coming up at about the same time. If that's your goal, some fantastic marathon running to sort of end the year, and then a big year next year, building again to Old Mutual, Two Oceans, and of course the Comrades Marathon. But whatever your goal is, whether it's a 10K or a half marathon, Craig, thanks for your time, and thanks for joining us today on Run Talk SA.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.